lots of mourning, everyone's yawning, you're high. In the cold light of morning, the party gets boring.
Well, hello, ladies and gentlemen. Once again, I welcome you to our new Stark Show, and I'm your host, Starting and Jay, starting today's episode with a hot topic of today's episode, and in which is anxiety. And the party plays in each and every one of our lives to this very day. And when does it start and how we can try to cope with it as much as we can. And obviously, I recently been watching and listening to a podcast from a really brilliant podcaster in which he was speaking about the matter of anxiety and how we can try to cope with it. And obviously, I didn't really want to listen to it all the way because it inspired me. So I really want to have an episode on it myself. So I would tell you guys all about what I think of that matter. And in which, me personally, I always been this kind of a kid who was always insulated, he was always in his own back room, not really wanting to get out. I was always this kind of kid who just wanted to play with his toys, never get out. And, you know, I didn't really know how to make friends in school and in high school as well. I've been always this kind of kid who just wanted to be himself. Isolated, not having to deal with anybody, not trying to be with anyone. So I would just be myself, not really trying to change much. I do not have to make conversations. I do not have to make friendships. And I do not have to especially force anyone to like me. And so I was really afraid of this feeling of rejection. Not only the rejection, but also me having this anxiety build up throughout the years of me really not trying any of these things to begin with. Especially when I got to get a job, my first job, as you guys know, I am not currently in it, but once I started, you know, going on interviews, knowing and many people asking me questions, the interviewer asking me questions, them trying to know me and what I have up my sleeve, so it is obviously the thing you have to do. I mean, before hiring someone, you should obviously have an interview with them and ask them multiple questions and see if they are actually capable of doing and managing their own business. I mean, if they can actually focus, if they can actually acquire many assets and or they can just go on and do the business correctly. I mean, obviously, I know all that, but, you know, at times it is really threatening. It is really crucial, and you don't want to ruin it. You don't want to ruin your chances to get this job or whatever. So you have all this anxiety built up. And throughout the years, you don't even have a simple, relaxed conversation with a stranger or even with a girl or a boy you really like or anything else. Like, you didn't really have to get out of your comfort zone, and you always stayed in your own room trying to speak to yourself. Now, of course, it really worked pretty well. I mean, it worked for me, so I don't know if it really worked for you guys, but it is a great method. And so for someone who always wanted to be his own, never wanting to have any interactions with people, especially strangers, I was always in my own room, not trying to get out. The comfort zone, the place I built up for myself, the environment around me, my toys, my TV, and my channels, they've been all so wonderful. And I never wanted to get out of this beautiful, warm place, which I felt wanted, which I felt really good at, good in. And so what I basically did was to slowly but surely have these steps right ahead of me, trying to communicate, trying to make friends in high school, and so trying to just slowly build up my character, slowly try to get to know myself. And where does this anxiety come from? Where does it come from? And how can I stop it? How can I manage not to feel this way? And how can I maybe, just maybe, cope with it my entire life? Because it doesn't go away. I mean, to this very day, I still have it. And to this very day, I still feel it every now and then. Maybe with having an conversation with an elder, maybe having a conversation with my boss or with my colleagues or with my news assistant, you know, with my friend who does my edits. And so at times you really get to feel this. I mean, not often, but you still feel it. I mean, especially in a workplace, you would have it much more. I mean, first time when I got a job and I tried to work in this job, I was just really intimidated by all these people around me and them asking me questions and them trying to teach me something. And I couldn't do it. I couldn't learn it by the first time. I had to do it like maybe two times, three times, four times, and didn't have time to do so. And so, yeah, it was a really stressful environment, and it was not settled. It was always, there was something happening, something occurring, someone calling us, so they would give us something to do. And there's been so many things happening all at once, and I was really overwhelmed by all these different emotions I was having. It was not exactly fear. It was me having this anxiety for no reason. It was me trying not to freak out. It was me trying to maybe not to kill myself, not to quit the first day I was in. And every time I was there, it was just like, am I really wanted here? Am I really the kind of guy they are asking for? Am I really here to serve a purpose? Or is it just me trying to get some money and then move on with my life? And so obviously the whole point of me getting a job, especially in an office, was me to get money. Because of course I had to have it, and of course I had to maybe make something out of myself, you know, for the sake of experience, for the sake of experiment. I really had to do it. I mean, every one of us, at least once, we have to get to a really shitty job such as this, and we have to maybe get ourselves to do something. You know, at times you're just staying at the house and you don't do anything, and so you are not spending time trying to learn anything, you're not spending your time wisely, so you think going on a job and really getting yourself into a job would make the best out of your time, but it's not really true. And at times it really does build up this anxiety if you have it, and of course, as I have it, it would make it much worse. I mean, it is all with me trying to maybe somehow cope with this feeling of anxiety, or maybe giving myself a reason not to freak out, or just to tell myself, you know what, it is not a big deal. I can obviously do so like everyone else has done before. It is not something that everybody has to deal with and they wouldn't fail spectacularly. I mean, of course not. People are all different, and so as you, we all have different emotions, different mechanisms, and of course different responses to different answers and different questions. And of course, this is really makes all the difference in the whole world. And anxiety is something in which I believe it can be really the combination of the feeling of shame and embarrassment, of you really feeling as if you're not wanted, as if there is something wrong with you, as if there is something going to be wrong about you every second of the day. And in which you're speaking to someone, maybe an elder, and you know all about them. You know all about their background. So you feel so good speaking to this person, and you have a good image of them in your head. The problem all starts from where you're speaking to this man or this woman, and then it suddenly hits you. Like, this guy, oh my god, he's amazing, he's that, he's this. And so you create this image inside of your head of this person, and you made him or her so big that you cannot even communicate very well with him or her. Of course, there's some things happening inside of your head, with your imagination, with you maybe feeling as if you're any less of this person. You're feeling as if whenever you want to do something, it would never work. I mean, I get it. Completely. Me, myself, personally, what I did this whole entire time was just to focus on one thing. That me and this person right in front of me, we're all the same. And so we're having this conversation. Whenever else, whenever in the world, whenever in an office, or maybe in a, I don't know, in a coffee shop or maybe just in the middle of a party. We're having just one conversation. So I make it as, you know, I make it as simple, as easy to process kind of a conversation. I make it so that I can have this communication with this person right in front of me. And so I won't be stressed out. I won't feel as I am intimidated by this guy. This feeling of intimidation is completely different from this feeling of anxious, you know, this feeling of you being anxious and you feeling as if there is an overwhelming amount of fear building up inside of you, as if you just can't handle it. And of course, I did feel it, as I told you many times, especially during the interviews I had with people, especially the first time when the guy asked me multiple questions and I was like, okay, I could have answered them, obviously. There was no problem, however. The problem was putting words together. And of course, it was not with English, and it was completely with my own mother language and Persian. And so when me, I was trying to speak to this guy, I was really intimidated. I was feeling as if every second he's going to come up with a question in which I cannot answer properly. I could not really get myself to answer it without really shaking. You know, at times you really feel it and you feel like you're, oh my God, I am shaking right in front of this guy and he knows I am not confident and he knows I am going to fail and I am good at nothing. You should not really do this to yourself. Say these things to yourself. It is all a natural process. Being anxious is a part of human being, a part of human nature and emotions we all experience throughout our lives. So it should not really be a big deal. The thing is, you have to work on it. I mean, constantly. You have to work on it constantly. Maybe go on and ask a stranger out, or maybe ask her to do something for you, or maybe just ask her for a number. Not even this. Go to strangers and then tell them you look beautiful tonight. Or maybe tell them, oh guy, you look handsome, man. Or maybe just tell them anything. Anything that is maybe a compliment. Of course, you don't want to insult them, so they are going to punch you in the face. But you know what? Just do so. I know it seems unreal, and I know it's going to make you look like an idiot at times. And of course, it would make people assume things based around you. Or maybe it would be a good thing. You know, you telling a girl that she looks beautiful tonight, it is the best thing you can ever do. And her smile, you know, it is not as if you're asking for her number. It is not as if you're interrupting her. It is not as if you're stalking her. So the thing is, you're trying to communicate. You're trying to speak with different people. You're trying to build this one skill of you not freaking out as often. Of course you would freak out. Of course you would freak out in every different scenario, in every different situation. You cannot always put yourself in the harm's hand just to experiment on yourself. I mean, you would not jump out of a mountain cliff and you would just kill yourself. Of course not. I mean, just this simple thing that you can maybe put yourself in somebody's shoes. You're trying to pretend to be brave and confident. And at times it really works. I mean, for myself personally, it just worked so good. At times when I am not really confident, at times when I think I am just a brokey son of an ass, you know what? Me thinking that I am not good enough. Me thinking that I am any less than many people around me. And so what I basically do is a simple but a very hard method to pull off. And in which is me asking myself, is this person really any better than me? Is this person really the thing I am creating up my head? Are there any differences between me and this person? And not only this, but there is one thing that I do plus this one. That is, well, I am speaking to this person. I do want to look confident. I do want to behave as if I don't really care about any answer I am given or I am getting from this person. So what I do basically is that I look confident and I speak as if I am confident. This really does work. But you really have to pull it off. I mean, you really have to practice. You really have to put it into practice. I mean, once you want to start speaking to someone, Just be confident. Just be brave. Just don't care about any aspect you're given. And just be yourself. Just be yourself, but be the most confident son of a gun you can ever be. This is the thing I've been doing most so far, and it really works pretty well. And it gets this feeling of being anxious away. You don't want to look anxious, and of course you don't want to be shaking right in front of the other person, so you want to be confident. You do force yourself, of course, and you do have to force yourself a couple of times before actually looking confident, before actually getting into the society. And once you have made this one step, once you have started this whole thing, the process is all natural from this point forward. There is nothing wrong with you. And there would never be anything wrong with anyone. If you feel anxious, it is only because you have this lack of experience. And you only have to get yourself out there and experience the world as if it is. And of course, today's world is really dark. It is really black and white. And so people are judging each other. People are really constantly not trying to be themselves. And so they are acting. They are pulling up this one different masks, so on, and it is really hard to not be anxious. It is really hard to know whether someone is feeling comfortable with you, or are they really trying to just fool you. It is really hard nowadays, and of course, with multiple reasons not to get to today, I really do feel like it is going to be quite a challenge for you to get yourself outside of your comfort zone and to be someone who you have always wanted to be. And of course, this image of you being the best version of yourself starts here. You trying to be this person you have exactly ever wanted to be. This person you want to be in the near future. Be this person today. Be kind. Be wealthy. I mean, not with money, but be actually wealthy. Be rich, but not this kind of rich that makes you have a lot of money so you can buy everything. No. I mean, actually be rich, not to be greedy, and of course, not to try to fool people. Be rich as you're kind-hearted, as you put yourself in other people's shoes, as you care about your own people's sake, and you do really want to be rich. This is the meaning of being rich for me. I mean, I don't really get it when people are saying, all right, I am rich, so what? You're not actually rich because you're a fucking asshole. I mean, I get it. I get it. People say I am rich, so they are basically rich. Yeah, they have like $100 in their panties, and so they pay me and say, look, this is a dollar, man. You never looked at the dollar in your life? I mean, I get it. I completely get it, and they are rich, and so what? So what? So what, really? What do you gain from this? No experience, no character, no character development, no improvements, no nothing. They know nothing about their whole entire world. They know nothing about themselves. And so how could they really call themselves a rich guy or a woman when they're basically nothing, when they're basically nowhere to be a rich man? A rich man or a rich woman, for me, it is as if you have everything and you want to keep on getting everything. You want to keep on getting more and more, and you go for it. You go for this character development. You go for building up this character you have. Not only the character, but you knowing the difference between the bad and the good. The good and the bad. You have to know the difference between these two. And so the thing which we've been talking about, oh my god, I just gone to somewhere else. But it doesn't matter. The thing is, us human beings, of course, everyday life can be stressful. Everyday life is a brand new challenge. It always throws you out of the cliff, and it always throws you out of the window. There are things that are unexpected that happen to you. Things that you're prepared for, but not completely. Things that you imagine how they would play out, but things are just completely not the same. They would not be the same, but you're prepared for it anyway. And you think you're prepared, but actually, we can never be prepared for anything in our lives. Maybe one of two things about investment, about businesses, about what would be the plan for the next month. And so, of course, you can do that, but not entirely, not 100%. And so the thing is, you knowing that, you knowing nothing is 100%, no one can ever be perfect, no one can ever be without fear. Fear is all natural for everyone else, but they are good at pretending, they are good at making themselves look brave enough, to look confident, to look cocky, to look this kind of a guy who everyone else would just be proud to be around. And so what I can tell you about being anxious and feeling anxious and feeling this fear in you taking over, what I would basically advise you to do is to train yourself not to feel it as often. Get yourself in the exact scenario that you hate, that you despise with all your feelings, that every particle in your body would just reject it. You don't want to do it, but you need to do it. You don't want to do it. Again, you don't want to do it, but you have to do it. You need to do it. It is the first step towards fixing it. It's the first step towards improving it. Adding on it. Don't you want to go to a social meeting? Don't you want to go to a maybe social business kind of environment, or maybe even a interview you really always wanted to get yourself into this one job? So you gotta do it. In my country, of course, looking confident, looking cocky, and looking all good and nice, it is a bad thing. People mistake it with being actually cocky, even though it is confidence of you knowing what you're doing, knowing yourself fully well, and you're already developed, you're already improved upon yourself, you have already known who you are. And so, yeah, in my country, things are all the complete opposite. Your opinion doesn't matter. You should never give your own opinion. You're just an employee. You're just an employee, of course. And so you never know what you're doing. You're constantly judged by different people, even though they are the worst of the worst. Of course, my country is different from yours. You might be somewhere else in the world where you're completely fine with who you are and your opinion matters, and where you work is actually appreciated of you working there. And so everything else is different for everyone. But the scenario doesn't change. You have to do things you really hate. And as I said to you guys multiple times before, you should really start asking yourself the complicated, most uncomfortable questions. You have to ask yourself whether or not this is the feeling you always have been trying to reach. Is this really exactly what you played out inside of your head? Is that really what you wanted? Questions that pop up, but you still have no answer to. You have to answer those questions before moving on, before starting to get outside of this comfort zone you have created for yourself. Of course, in your room, everything is warm, everything is provided for you, everything is nice and cozy, but who wants to stay there? I mean, we are as humans, we don't have much capacity, we do not have like hundreds of years to live, so come on, live this life, live it. This is the best advice I can ever give anyone, this is the best piece of advice I can give to anyone, and so this is what I am living by, of me trying to live my life, try different things, try to get myself out of my comfort zone every now and then, and trying to be myself fully, trying to appreciate who I am and why I am like this and why am I doing things I do. This is the best thing I can do. And so I keep on doing it. And if I can improve on it, I would still improve on it. I would make the best efforts to get myself where I want to be. And being anxious doesn't stop me because I am feeling scared all the time. We're constantly feeling scared, we're constantly questioning, we're constantly thinking as if we're not enough, even though we're the best versions of ourselves. Being scared is a part of us, and we do have to appreciate it as well. It is a part of us in which helps us avoid things that are bad for us. It helps us not to get ourselves in dangerous situations, try to survive and try to take care of ourselves the best. And so you should not be ashamed of it. It is a natural response to a dangerous situation. And it always happens, it always occurs, and again, you have to try to adapt yourself to the situations that happen to you each day and every day. Me personally, of course, when I am speaking to people, especially strangers, I would still get this feeling of overwhelming fear. I would still experience it, but I would force myself not to look as if I am scared, as if I am not confident enough, or I am not brave enough to just sit right in front of you and answer your questions. And so, every one of us, we're getting ourselves into this one journey. This journey is right ahead of us, and so we would try to make the best out of it. And again, guys, if you have any questions around being anxious, or how does it feel, or if you want to hear a story of me being in this exact same situation, so tell me, guys, and give your own feedback so I can understand fully what it means to you. So, guys, again, thank you so much for listening to today's episode. And as always, see you to the next episode. Goodbye.
Skin starts to scratch and wave yesterday's action goodbye. Forget past indiscretions and stories.